Comment ça va? Coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, the land where summer is on a Tuesday. I'm DJ Frederick, or you can call me North Country Fred, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm celebrating 50 years as a DJ, so thanks for listening and welcome to the Thrift Shop. I do enjoy those long segues easing into the broadcast. Yeah, I'm DJ Frederick here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM in the Kearsarge Sunapee region and around the world at classicalwscs.org. It's been a while since I've included some new releases in the Radio Thrift Shop, so I think, this evening might be a good time to start. Brand new release, or at least as I'm recording this, by Stereolab. They are back after many years with no new music. Their new album is called Instant Holograms on Metal Film, and we're going to hear the track Color Television. Wait a minute, how do we know it's color if it's on the radio?
Viewed as natural as trees and grass, given way over the middle class. A promise to
Some brand new music by Peter Bark and Pat Van Dyke, a tune called Lagoon. Before that, we heard The Free Whenever and Desert Wanderer, and we started off with Stereolab. They've been around for quite a while, some great new music, just released a month or two ago, and a tune called Color Television. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and I'm on the radio, and hopefully you're seeing all kinds of colors as we drift through the spectrum of beautiful sound.
This is Bird Note. Every hobby community has its lingo, and folks who love birds are no exception. Even the word bird has multiple meanings, says Rosemary Mosco, the author and illustrator behind a new book called The Birding Dictionary.
Bird, noun. A type of animal that is, by all scientific and objective measures, the best one. Verb, the worthy act of beholding a bird and giving it the time and attention it deserves.
Rosemary's tongue-in-cheek guide defines many of the terms that you might hear on a bird outing, like calling a particularly cute bird a burb, or shortening binoculars to just bins or knocks. And for anyone with doubts about who gets to use these words, she also included this entry.
Birder, noun, a person who engages in the hobby of spotting, listening to, and or otherwise perceiving birds. If you love observing birds, you're a birder. If you're new to the hobby, you're a birder. If you love birds but have never heard any of the slang or scientific jargon in this book before, you're a birder. If you're the type of person who judges other birders for not knowing enough about birds, you're still a birder, but you're also an ant. If you're a peregrine falcon and love observing birds, you're just hungry. I feel like there is no hobby where people are more nervous about calling themselves a part of it. I try to reassure people, like, you are a birder and you belong in the community.
To all the birders out there, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
How not to produce a radio show. Play music that no one's heard of. Don't be afraid of the sound of silence. Fix the snapped cassette tape in the middle of the song. Don't have a playlist ready for broadcast. Don't always announce all of the music. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, Follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. here on WSCS. Thank you. I'm playing some new music here at the Radio Thrift Shop, something I don't do all that often. Brand new released by the Orbital Ensemble, a tune called Trance. And before that, we heard The Circling Sun with Evening from their album Orbits. And we started off with a brand new 7-inch vinyl single from the F-Stop label, band called Fat Produce, and 5446 was my number. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and our number here is 90.9 at WSCS, and around the world at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Earth's warming climate has really heated up Atlantic hurricanes in recent years. Two recent studies, in fact, found that hurricane wind speeds were boosted by an average of 18 miles per hour. That was enough to kick most of the hurricanes to a higher category, including some that were juiced up to Category 5, the most powerful of all. As the atmosphere heats up, it warms the oceans, and heat is what powers hurricanes. So warmer oceans make hurricanes more intense. Scientists studied the impact of warmer oceans on the intensity of hurricanes in the North Atlantic Ocean from 2019 through 23. In a separate study, they looked at the 2024 season. The researchers used records of sea surface temperatures, models of Earth's climate, and statistical analyses. They used those details to simulate what hurricanes might have been like without human-caused global warming. And they compared those results to the actual hurricanes. The results were astounding. The winds of 80% of hurricanes from 2019 through 23 were boosted by roughly one category. And all 11 hurricanes in 2024 were kicked up by anywhere from 9 to 28 miles per hour. That includes boosts to the top level for both Category 5 hurricanes. Heavier winds cause more damage. They blow more stuff over and they create a bigger storm surge. So as long as the oceans keep getting hotter, hurricanes might keep getting stronger. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're tuned to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick, and we're stepping into days of futures past on the Radio Thrift Shop. Here's some music from a brand new cassette by New Peace Music, Bossa Nights Side A. Enjoy. Thank you. Beautiful new piece music from their new cassette, Bossa Nights. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS. I want to say thank you for spending another hour here on the radio. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, or just want to request some music, the email is radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. All right, we're going to cruise on out with the Parlor Greens.